16, if you would. Luke 16. I get tired easy. You know that? I just give all my energy in Sunday school, and I don't know if I got anything left for this morning. Can anybody else relate to that? Yeah, I didn't think so. Y'all are like Wonder Woman and Superman around here. So, Mr. Caden, if you could come and hand out my notes, I'd appreciate it. All righty, Luke 16, verse 13 is where we're going to start at. And thank you for the music this morning. That's a blessing to my heart. It's a big help to me, and I'm thankful for that. Thankful for good music. If you would, amen. Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16. Amen. Glad you're here. There are a few letters up front here. There's an address for Sister Jenny Patterson, if you'd like to send her a card. There's also the Martins that are out to the Indians out in Montana. Forgive me for not remembering the Blackfeet. That's it. Blackfeet tribe. So if you'd remember them in prayer, the Martin family, there's notes up here that you can find those addresses and all the missionaries that we support. If you'd like to send them a note, pray for them and whatnot, I'd appreciate that. It'd be a blessing, and I know they would appreciate it. Luke 16 and verse number 13. Luke 16 and verse number 13. No servant. Now listen, watch the wording here. No servant can serve two masters. All right. Quick question for slow answers and slow listeners. Y'all ready for this? Now this is going to be pretty fast. Can you serve more than one master? Then why do you try? Then why do we try? Human nature. Human nature. You know why I love Jamie? Because she loves me. No. I love Jamie because I love God. You begin to love God, you're going to find out the relationships all change. What's important to you changes. Timing changes. What you say to one another changes. As you love God more and more and more and serve Him more and more and more, you're going to find that there's a whole lot of relationships that you have that are going to start working out pretty good. There's just some people you'll never have a good relationship with. Amen? The hardest, you can try as hard as you want. You're never going to have the perfect relationship with some people. They just make it hard to love them. Or they've already made it in their mind that they're going to keep you at arm's distance. I've had a couple men that I hold very dear to my heart that over time, they always kept me at arm's distance. I ain't figured that out yet. Am I that annoying? Am I that much of a pain? Or, you know, am I the problem? What the problem is, a lot of times in those situations, people are intimidated by you. People are worried that they're going to lose their position or they're going to lose some of their fandom. I don't know that I have any fans. And I'm not worried about whether I have any fans or not. I'm kind of like some of them Jerry Clower jokes. And of course, it's amazing to me how many people don't know who Jerry Clowers is. But he talks about the three bulls find out they's getting a new bull. And the oldest bull said, you know, I've got about half the cows out here. They're mine. They're my girlfriends. And I'm not about to let the new bull have any of them. The second bull says, well, I don't have, but just, you know, I've got a few here, and I'm not going to let them. And the younger bull says, well, you know, I've only got three or four that even like me. We're not going, and they're all making up their mind. They're not going to let the new bull, and they're going to, you know, it just ain't going to happen. I'm just going to tell you. According to Brother Clowers, that new bull got arrived in the back of that cattle trailer and come out just a ripping and a snoring. The first bull, the oldest bull, says, you know what? I think I'm going to have a change of heart. If he'd like to have a few of my girlfriends, he's more than happy to have them. Second one says, you know, I'm the same way. I think if there's a couple, I'm more than happy to let him have a few of them girlfriends. And that younger bull, he come out there and he's a ripping and a roaring. And the oldest bull and the next bull says, what are you doing, man? Are you come out of your mind? He says, no, I just want the new bull to know that I'm a bull. Y'all get that later. If you're country folk, you automatically see that. There's just some people that they just bent on not liking anybody and anybody not liking them. Like them two older bulls that said, you know, I ain't about to let that new bull have any of the heifers that are my girlfriends. There's just some people that keep you at arm's distance. I remember having a gentleman in the martial arts that I'm very respective of him. And I was trying to learn from him and be around him. He looked at me one day and just starts cussing me. And, "What, Dave, what do you want?" And I said, "Dude, I just wanted to learn from you." "That's it. Is that a problem?" This has been 20 years ago or better. And I'm like, "Dude, pastor friends, good pastor friend, I love him dearly, but I always noticed he kept me at arm's distance. What is the problem?" There are just some people. Just some people that you'll never please and never. How am I got on? Listen, a lot of times those type of people, they trying to serve everybody. When in reality, what they're doing is they're serving themselves. It's a, "What can you do for me? What have you done for me lately? What have I got to do for myself?" I'm finding out if you just serve God and love God, you don't have to do anything for yourself. God will do it for you. And he'll have some of the most unlikely people do it for you. My dad was very much like that. You say, "How do you come up with this and serving two masters?" I believe my dad had a problem. He liked to serve self, and he would talk about serving God. There were times when his heart was right as rain. Absolutely right as rain. I've told you about it. I'll tell you again. Wanted to go back to college, and I've been working for Kmart. Jamie and I moved out of Chicago back into Urbana, Champaign-Urbana. I needed $512 to get my college started up for the summer. I was going to take two classes, Intro to Business and Business Calculus, and just to get started, get refreshed in it. And I remember saying, "Well, Dad, I could use some help with that." Man, my dad didn't think twice. He had the money in my hand as fast as I asked him. Boy, when he's right, he was right as rain. But boy, when he was wrong, he kept me at arm's distance. Listen, friends, when you serve two and three and four masters, you hadn't got a clue as to really how to serve any one master. And what happens is it creates such a relationship for you and everybody else. You keep people at arm's distance, and you only let in those that are going to do something for you. That ain't what the Bible teaches. He mentions here, no servant can serve two masters. Hey, and honey, I'll get texts, and I'll tell Jamie exactly what the text says, and then she'll have five or six questions. I do the same thing to her. I know you can't believe that. "Well, honey, for example, a mom writes that her little boy just fell. Well, did he break anything?" "I just know it just fell." Of course, I'll do the same thing to her. "Well, what else did they say?" "That's all they said." "Anybody else in here like that?" "Well, the Bible says no servant can serve two masters." "We're done. Let's go home. I'm hungry. It smells like the food's doing pretty good down there." "No," let me, one more time. "No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon." Mammon's the material nature of this, the materials of this world. Mammon is money. Well, money's part of that. Hey, beloved, and money's not exactly evil. It's the love of it's the problem. And we find that out in the next verses. Watch. And the verse 14, "And the Pharisees also, who were covetous." Covetous. Another word in the Bible for this is envy. Envy says, "I got a cell phone. I see you got a cell phone in your hand. I'm coming to get it because that's mine." Wow, anybody else? Do you all know anybody else like that? Ronald Reagan once said to the Republican, "Every day is July 4th. But to the Democrat, April 15th. Of course, I know some Republicans and they like that money too. Now, don't get me wrong. But listen, friends, that's what the Pharisee wants. That's what the Sadducee desires. That's what the scribe will take from you and I. That's why, beloved, we have so much of our hard work and money being taken away from us. The world system. Y'all remember the world system last week? That's what we saw in the first 12 verses was the world system. Verse number 14, and the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. How dare he say that? I'm offended. I'll never forget one time down at the rescue mission, and it's been years ago. I told them, I said, we're with King James Bible, and Mark Chris was all for that. And Brother Mark Chris was under, he was respectful to that, but disrespectful. And that he said, my pastor said it was okay to use other versions. I said, your pastor is deadly wrong. Deadly wrong. It'll kill your spirit. It'll destroy your faith. Well, one of the men that was sitting there, he said, wait, are you trying to tell me my Bible is worthless? I said, your Bible is not the King James Bible. Well, you're telling me my Bible's worthless. And I took him to a couple verses. I said, which one's right? And you could just see him. So you're still telling me that my Bible's worthless. Even being shown where God is right. Boy, people, they hate that. That's what the Pharisee was doing here. We went to Aunt Glory's funeral many years ago. Micah was still at the house. That's been a long 15 years ago, 14 years ago. Been a long time ago. And I remember going down there, and I went and saw Daddy. He had a knee surgery, so we stopped in Indianapolis to say hello to him. And Terre Haute, excuse me. And see how he was doing, talk to him a little bit. Then we went into the house, and we got some food and stuff, Mom and I and Micah, and got with Uncle Dwight. And we are at the funeral home. And I've got my Bible with me. First thing my uncle says to me is, Dave, I don't need saving. Now, we were at Nellie's funeral, and Pastor Charlie tried to get me saved. I said, Uncle Dwight, I wasn't at Grandma Nellie's funeral, and I'm sure Pastor Charlie told you exactly what you needed to hear. He tried to get me saved. I said, well, Uncle Dwight, you probably need to be saved. Oh, I'm saved right here. I don't want no preaching today. I said, Uncle Dwight, can I read the scriptures? Yeah, you can read the scriptures. Well, then his son, Sonny, hated God, vehemently hated God. We're at the funeral home, and my cousin Paul and I are right there, and Paul opened in prayer, and he pastors, well, he was a youth pastor, assistant pastor at the time out in New York. And anyway, I started reading Bible. You know, the Bible preached the Bible better than anybody can. So I let the Bible do the preaching. Boy, I looked up, and my cousin Sonny, he's all members. I mean, if you could get his... I'm serious, y'all. Even my cousin Paul said, man, he really hated you. And Micah was there, and... Of course, I think Micah might have been 12 or 13 at the time. And I'm glad I had Micah there and Paul there and the Lord Jesus was there. Otherwise, there might have been some problems. But the point is, man, they hated it. They didn't want to hear it. They derided me because I stood for the Lord Jesus. And that's what's going to happen. That's who these Pharisees, hey, that's who the politicians are. Somebody was griping to me this week, and I said to them, I said, well, did you vote for Obama? Did you vote for Democrat? Oh, I did until the last election. I said, and you wonder what the problem is? So many Christians said to me, I can think of some family members even, boy, Dave, I was so wrong in voting for this guy and for that guy. I said, did you ever get into the Word and ask the Holy Spirit of God as to how to vote? Because, listen, who you vote for is direct into what you believe in. These Sadducees and Pharisees, they may come across as super religious. I'm Somebody, Jeff Hilbert, Dave, I'm not as religious as you. I said, well, you'd be surprised. You might be more religious than I am because I ain't very religious. He just started laughing. You're not religious? I said, nope. I refuse to be religious. I'm not going to be a murderer. I don't want to be a killer. Religion kills. Religion steals. Religion destroys. And that's what these religious people were doing. Boy, I mean, they were just mad. They derided him. Verse 15, and he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men. I am wonderful. I am spiritual. I'm spiritual. I am poor of spirit, but I need your money to buy me a new jet airplane. You know what's a shame? There's a lot of that in independent Baptist churches. I've been praying and asking God for some buildings and stuff like that. I'll get preachers who haven't talked to me in forever because they don't like me, have to call me about something or this and that. And, well, how you doing, Brother Gar? I'm doing fine. Well, I've been following on Facebook. I understand you had back surgery. Yeah, I'm doing all right. You know who cares for David and Jamie? You and God. Most people want to deride you like these do with beards and all that business. And I'll take their phone calls and talk to them, and I'll be kind to them. Be ye tenderhearted, caring for one another. Hallelujah. I'm praying. There was a pastor's fellowship at a church. I had to go down and get some books and stuff at this place. And when I did, the pastor said, hey, buddy, did you know he's having a pastor's meeting? I looked at him. I said, no, I sure didn't, but I've been recovering from back surgery, so it's all good. Well, forgive me for not letting you know. I may have been born at night, but it wasn't last night. I know better. That's what these Pharisees, that's what a lot of the church go. You know, church would be a great place if it wasn't for all the church members. And you want to know something else? Earth would be a good place if it wasn't for all the human beings. He says, verse 15, and he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Y'all with me? And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. Now, I want you all to know, I thank the Lord Jesus that he did away with the ceremonial law. We don't sacrifice lambs. We don't sacrifice all those things of the Old Testament because the Lord Jesus died once, sacrificed once, and arose again once. I don't have to do that anymore. Nor does, praise the Lord for this, nor does the law save my soul. Thank God for those two very precious facts of the law, but we don't throw the law out. Because the law, according to Galatians chapter number 3, is a schoolmaster to teach us that we're wrong and God's right. It is to teach us that God is holy and we are unholy. But these folks, these Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes and all them, they's trying to, I just want to in life, I want Karis Ashton to think that I'm the greatest human being that's ever walked the earth. That's their mentality. Making men happy, making women happy. Men pleasers, women pleasers, whatever you want to call it. No individual is able to serve two different masters. No one is able. I'm going to make one more mention here, and I've said it many times, and I want to get it through your thick skulls. Oh, I tell you, you can't multitask. You cannot multitask. I got water boiling over here. I got eggs cooking. I got water filling up my dishes over here. I got laundry needs to be folded. I'd like to see you take care of all four of them things at one time and give 100% to each one of them. What? Can't you handle cooking eggs, boiling water, filling up the dishwasher, and folding clothes at the same time? But I thought you could. I get so irritated. Well, you know, a man thinks like this, or you know, a woman thinks. On all y'all. None of us can multitask. None of us can serve two masters. Now, the scriptures do tell us in verse number 13, for either he will hate the one and love the other, which is true, will it not? Or he'll hold to the one and despise the other. You're going to listen, you'll obey that one, but you won't, oh yeah, honey, I love you. Listen, that's why probably one of the biggest telltale signs of a man or a woman fooling around on their husband or wife is how they treat them. And to be honest with you, I Lord help me on this one, but I'm scared of Jamie. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be alive. More ways than one. I needed her help this morning. She jumped up out of bed and helped me. Thank God for my wife. Thank God for you, Jamie. While I was down and out, I could have died very easily, but my honey helped me. Now, I know there was others, and Rachel, thank you for your help, but oh, you cannot serve two masters. You can't. And it's really foolish to have two wives. Right? Yeah, more than one. It's just no individual is able to serve two different masters. You can't do it. Serve the Lord Jesus as the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 23 and verse number 37. I've said it a million times from this pulpit and I'll say it again. Serve the Lord Jesus with your whole heart, soul, and mind. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Love the Lord thy God. Serve him with gladness. Stop serving half-heartedly. Now I realize at this point I'm preaching to the choir. Stop serving half-heartedly. People know it. People know whether you truly love them or not. Boy, them old Pharisees, they derided him for all this. How dare you tell everybody that this... Well, you know, it's a shame is when it's in the church. And the pastor is afraid to stand and preach the Word of God. Beloved, like it or not, the Lord brought me here. No vote did. The Lord did it. Lord knew exactly where he wanted me and how he prepared me. Oh, my word, to be prepared for Wolverine fans. I mean, come on. And then the second group, youpers. And then the third group, trolls. What a church we have here, huh? Youpers, Wolverine fans, and trolls. Southerners, hallelujah for Southerners. Glory to God, they've been kissed by God. By the sunshine of the South. That's good. Somebody write that one down. That'll be a song. But how many times do we serve each other half-heartedly? Beloved, serve the Lord Jesus. Serve Him. Serve Him. Serve Him. Listen, this morning, everybody in here, including myself, has had 10 things on their mind to do. With the thought that if I do all 10 of those things, that will serve God. When there's only one thing that is needful. Right, is everybody with me? Martha or Mary, which one was doing that which was needful? If I remember right, Martha got honor. Lord, can't you tell Mary she needs to be in here helping me? Lord Jesus said she's doing that one thing that is needful. How many of y'all had your head spinning off your neck today, all worried about this and all worried about that? I'm not worried about anything. Listen, if we don't have dinner today, that's okay by me. I got piece of cheese over at the house. Are y'all listening? I can go get me some cottage cheese. Might even have some crackers over there. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, Jamie and I would support one time. Listen, crackers and peanut butter, crackers and cheese if I have to, ramen noodle. We're going to make it, and we're going to give God the glory for providing ramen noodles, peanut butter, cheese, crackers, or whatever else we got. Amen. It's just the way it's going to happen. Every now and then, he'll bring some eggs by, bring a steak by, bring this by. Bring a meatloaf by. Now, y'all may not like meatloaf, but I kind of do. Amen. Who are you serving? Stop serving things of this earth and of heaven. We're supposed to stop serving things of heaven? Yep. There's a whole lot of people that serve gold. Gold's never saved anybody. God used it to do the streets in heaven. There's a whole lot of times people will serve angels with wings. You need to read your Bible. There's only a very, very, very few that have wings. Matter of fact, 7 of them. Get in your Bible. Well, I can't believe it. Who's he think he is? Look, I'm just trying to tell you what my Bible tells me. With this Word of God, this old King James Bible tells us. It'll help you serve. Stop serving the things of earth. I've been guilty of it. Anybody else been guilty of it? I told you before, that's why I'm kind of worried about ice fishing. Of course, I think that's an oxymoron. But I tell you, probably a deadly, 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 deadly thing to do. Ice fishing when you should be in the house of God. My word. Matter of fact, I think snowboarding, that's stupid. Now, I can understand surfing, okay? Waterboard, I remember seeing a lot of it in different places we've been. But I'm going to tell you right now, I just can't understand anything that has ice and fishing put together or snow and this or, hey, Pastor, what's wrong? Don't you like winter sports? In my book, there is no such thing. Boy, I tell you, y'all are a tough crowd. When I start talking about winter wonderland, ain't no winter wonderland to this at all. I know there's some that enjoy it. I struggle with the cold. Anybody else? Oh, no, don't admit it. Don't admit it. Don't admit it. No, because that you would have to admit that I was right. Don't do that. Isn't that how funny we get, though? Stop serving half-heartedly. Thank you, Lord, another day to wake up. You know what I'm thankful for? Right now it's 50 degrees. Glory to God. I can operate. Oh, what's wrong with you? Don't you like our weather? The Michigan weather's bipolar. We've gone through all 4 seasons in a matter of 24 hours. Whoopee! Talk about a roller coaster. Hey, beloved, things of earth are not worth worshiping. I don't worship Jamie Lynn, but I sure love her. I worship God that gave her to me. In August, we'll be dating 40 years. I met her in June 40 years ago. I walked into that Caps building, they's cleaning. I walked in there with this handsome, and the doors opened and the heavens shined down and you heard oh, in the background. But I don't worship her. But I tell you what, if I worship God right, then I'll serve her right. Stop serving those things. We must serve the Lord Jesus wholeheartedly. Has anybody heard this yet? We've got to serve him wholeheartedly. We've got to serve the Lord Jesus wholeheartedly. He wholeheartedly went to the cross. He wholeheartedly suffered on this earth. Oh my goodness. You know, he suffered the religious idiots more than he suffered anything else. The foolishness of the disciple, the disbelief of Mary and Martha. Wow, what a Savior. Living, breathing, walking, and talking 100% of the time. Constantly loving, constantly serving, constantly worshiping the Lord Jesus. That's wholeheartedly. When I wrote that statement, I've been thinking on it for a few days, and I wrote it down this morning. You know what I had to say? Well, I can't do this. We can't do any of this. So, Lord Jesus, would you help me love you and worship you? Lord Jesus, would you help me live, breathe, walk, and talk 100% of the time of you? Lord Jesus, I can't do it myself. That's the difference between the Pharisee and the disciple that follows the Lord Jesus. The Pharisees, I can do it myself. Whereas the believer says, woe is me, for I am undone. I can't do this, Lord Jesus. Would you do it through me and for me? My prayer has always been, so I heard an old preacher say it many years ago, Lord Jesus, love Jamie through me. You want to know the answer to a rock solid marriage? Ask God to do for your spouse through you. And that'll make a difference. Lord, help me to serve you through Jamie. Help me to love Jamie through you. I don't pray that for her. That's her business. Because I already know she will. For example, the last few weeks when I've needed her in ways I never thought I'd ever need her. And even having both shoulders done and my knee done. So 4 different times. And I'm hoping, Jamie, we don't have no more surgeries for a while. Oh, my word, 17 and 20, 25 and 26. I'm not signing up for any more surgeries, I promise you. And I hadn't yet. One surgeon told me, he says, you need to stop hanging out with surgeons if you don't want any surgeries. Yeah. Love him. So I bring us to this final part. There's some things I want you to see. First of all, the Pharisees are angry, mad, and hateful. Anybody that can hate another person is not trying to worship and serve God and love God. The Pharisees are angry, mad, and hateful. But I also wrote out to the side there, every individual's flesh. That's you and me too. That's you and me too. Angry and mad and hateful. I tell you know what I'm angry about? Do you realize that the Democrats have got a bill in Congress right now to try to remove the CIA or the Secret Service security for Trump because they have erroneously and very, very, it's horrible how they've got him on felony charges when Obama and the rest of them ought to be on felony charges? You talk about the kettle calling the pot black. Anybody ever heard that one? Isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? They're all a bunch of hoodlums. They need to be in jail. Listen, whether you like it or not, 99% of them are probably corrupt and ought to be behind bars. But it's not going to happen. Because the devil's crowd watches out for the devil's crowd. But remember this, there's no honor amongst thieves either. They do chew on each other. That's going to happen with the Ilhan Omar woman. The Pharisees are mad and they're angry. These serve their bellies with a love for self and a hate for God. Listen, beloved, I want to go through these things this morning. But you say, well, I already know these. Then why do you live your life opposite of what you know? When it comes to voting, and I know we had a lot of people leave during the first time that Obama was running. They didn't like the fact that he's a baby killer. They didn't like the fact that he was a Muslim. They didn't like the fact that Then there's a lot of other things that have come out ever since then. They didn't like the fact. And of course, anybody that asked me, I'd say, listen, you need to be asking God. You need to be praying about it. If anybody believes in killing babies, I will not vote for them. And I'm like Dave Ramsey. I've made money with good presidents. I've lost money with good presidents. I've made money with bad presidents, and I've lost money with bad presidents. Economy is important, but beloved, morality is even more important. That's why you can't watch a Star Trek anymore without two guys kissing. God forbid that it get into the Star Wars world, and I don't know what I'm going to do, Bro Scott. Isn't that a shame? Everything is tainted with the wickedness of sin. They're serving their own bellies. Believe me, when you and I serve our bellies, we're going to hate God and God's people.
That's right.
It's just the truth. These worship self rather than the Lord Jesus. Even when people are doing for you, be careful as to why they're doing it. I've already told you a million times, if I told you once, if you're going to do something for Jamie and I, you better do it because you love God. Because I'm going to tell you now, I might jokingly from the pulpit say, I sure am glad for those ribeye steaks, and then name the name of the person that gave them to me. Hey, yesterday, I got a box of Little Debbie's. Praise God, Miss Jamie had enough sense to use her money wisely. And that meatloaf was sure good. I'm not going to tell you who made it, Rachel Mills. But boy, that meatloaf, and I'll do that because that's my way as your brother to say thank you. Thank you, Miss Karis. Thank you, Miss Margie. Thank you! To be an appreciative people. That's opposite of who this person is. See, they'd rather worship themselves. Don't you think for a second Bernie Sanders wants... He's serving himself. You say, well, what about President Trump? Well, to some respects, there is probably some self-service there, but he's probably the first politician in my lifetime that ever really cared about David living down here at Schultz Street. Can you name another one? No. No, you can't. People want to argue about the Iranian discord. That should have been taken care of years ago. Those mullahs were just mean and wicked and instigating terrorism all over the world. Should have been taken care of a long time ago. They're wanting to end the income tax. Did y'all know the income tax was never ratified? Do you understand that that's an illegal law? Yeah, but if you don't pay your taxes, you're going to jail. At least you and I will, because we're not politicians. Okay? Remember, rules for thee are not for me idea? They worship self rather than the Lord Jesus, and that's the problem. It ain't so much being the idea of make America great again. What a thought. Because America, for so many years, has been stomped on and horribly, horribly degraded by its own politician and people. Why? Because they're not serving God. These Pharisees that we mentioned, these breathe for themselves. They don't care whether you have oxygen or not. Did y'all hear what I just said? They don't.
They don't like us at all.
You have to understand, devil's crowd, they don't. That's what this Pharisee, they're mad, they're angry, they're hateful. Many of you are saying, man, Pastor, this is, these walk for themselves. They don't walk for you and I. These talk for themselves. That's right. These love themselves. These serve themselves. That's right. Thank God for the opposite. Lord Jesus loves me and you. Did y'all know that he does everything for you and I? Now, President Trump can talk about making America great again, but my Lord and Savior, wants to remake me and make me righteous every day and make me loving and kind and tender-hearted. He wants to change who David is. Because see, listen, whether we want to admit it or not, we'll serve our own belly. We'll worship ourselves. We'll breathe for ourselves. We'll walk for ourselves. We'll talk for ourselves. We'll love for ourselves. We'll serve ourselves rather than serving others. That's what human nature is all about. Do you understand that, friends? You'll either serve God or you won't. You'll either love God or you hate Him. Beloved, this morning, I serve the Lord Jesus. How do we do this? Number one, we love the Lord Jesus. Just love Him. How do you not love the Lord Jesus? I guess I've been doing it so long that I just can't understand why people don't love God. Look how good He's been. Clothes on our feet, plenty to eat. Thank you, Lord, for making the sun to shine, for putting the stars in the skies, for oceans so blue. Thank you, Lord. Y'all ought to be thankful God gave you such a handsome genius of a pastor. That was funny, wasn't it? Somebody write that down. Brother Scott, write that down. Put that on the website. You know, look how blessed we are. Look how blessed we are. A long time. 18 and a half, 19 years ago, we come to preach for the first time. I got a friend like Ray Mills 19 years ago. I mean that. I never had a friend like that. I mean, think about it. 6 years ago, he brought Josh, and we've all had lost our hair. I'm just kidding, Josh. Look what God's done for you. This May, 18 years ago, this church got to see Bency saved right here in this place. 2011, this one woman started coming around. We can't get rid of her. I'd never name her name, Karis Ashton. I've seen Kenny grow. God's been good to me. Love Him. Serve Him. Serve the Lord Jesus. If you're going to love Him, you're going to serve Him. If you're going to serve Him, you're going to love Him. Just do it. It's not that hard. You're going to serve something. Why serve yourself? Because you're going to find out yourself runs out. I'm tired right now. I need to sit down. My back's telling me it's time to sit down. I hope I haven't got too rambunctious. I ain't jumping or running yet. Worship the Lord Jesus. Does any of this sound familiar? What did early church do? Watch and wait. Worship. Witness and work. Well, love the Lord. Serve the Lord. Worship the Lord. It's not that hard. You cannot serve two masters. Follow the Lord Jesus. With your whole heart, not half your heart. Ask Him to help you do it. You can't do it on your own. Now, this is a topic we've spent a lot of days on over the last few years. Why? Beloved, we've got some craziness going on in our world. And it's going to get crazier and deadlier. So let's just serve Him. Serve Him till your last breath here on this earth. Because your last breath on this earth will then be your first breath in His presence. The last time your eyes open to see this light will be the first time you open your eyes and see Him. It's worth it! So instead of being half-hearted, let's be a church that does it wholeheartedly. Father, Love the word. Thank you for the word this morning. And I pray, God, we have learned something in Jesus' name. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If God's dealing with your heart this morning, would you come? Every head bowed and every eye closed. Let's stand to our feet. If the Lord's dealt with your heart this morning, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior and He's dealt with your heart, please, won't you come to this old-fashioned, this old mourner's bench? Maybe there's one or two in here. Possibly you say, I don't know for sure that I'm saved. I'd ask you to not leave the room unless you know for sure. Lord Jesus Christ died and arose again to save your soul. Believe on Him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. God's dealing with your heart this morning. You come on. No one comes in the next few minutes, we'll end the invitation. But if God's dealing with your hearts, you come on, Christian, please. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the word of God. And I pray we've allowed you to work on our hearts this morning. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, to dismiss us in your love. And again, thank you for sitting with us and helping us and teaching us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.